welcome to Dakota Midday on South Dakota Public Broadcasting. I'm Carl Gerke, and today we're coming from our studios at the University of Sioux Falls. Coming up this hour, we'll discuss what the changing landscape, people, politics, and economics of the rural Midwest means for our understanding of local history. Joseph Amato, Southwest Minnesota State University Emeritus Professor of History, joins the program. Plus, Norm Evers of Norm's Greenhouse and Nursery joins the program and answers your fall lawn and garden questions. You can email those questions to midday@sdpb.org. But first, with pheasant numbers down in South Dakota this year, hunters had to work a bit harder during the annual state pheasant opener this weekend. Nathan Baker, Game Fish and Parks Regional Game Manager for Central South Dakota, said in a news release that hunters averaged about a half to one bird each. According to the state GF&P, pheasant numbers are down because of the 2012 drought, the year's wet spring, and a reduction of habitat. And with an elevated concern over the reduced pheasant population and changes to habitat, Governor Dugard hosts a pheasant habitat summit in early December. Coming up in a few minutes, we'll talk with Sioux Falls hunter Jim Mathis about what he found this weekend. But first, we're joined on the line by South Dakota Secretary of Tourism, Jim Hagan. He's one of the speakers at the upcoming Pheasant Habitat Summit in Huron. And Secretary Hagan, welcome back to Dakota Midday.
Carl, it's great to join you. Thanks for having me on.
Well, how concerned is the state's tourism industry about these initial reports of low pheasant numbers?
Yeah, we're concerned. We've known for some time now that what the brood count survey was and the challenges that it presents. But, the encouraging thing that I found this weekend, and I spoke to probably three dozen hunters from not only in-state but from all over the country. They range from Maryland to Texas to Utah, you name it. And, it was great to get their perspective. They said, yeah, we're not seeing the number of birds that we have in the past, but you know what? We're coming out and we're hunting and we're getting to spend about 2 to 3 hours in the great outdoors in South Dakota, whereas before when we would come, we'd get our limit in 30 minutes or so and things were done, but they were having a blast. And so, to them, it was great to see that they had put things in perspective. They know the challenges that we're facing. They know other states that have pheasant populations have the same challenges. And they were more satisfied just getting out and hunting, being with their friends, their family, their dogs, than worrying about getting their limit.
So it sounds like hunting isn't always about hunting itself.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, there are definitely those hunters, like you probably count me as one of them, that always want to get their limit. But it also was great just to get out and, like I said, still experience the great outdoors in South Dakota. There's nothing quite like it in the rest of the country. And a lot of these hunters said to me, hey, we understand, we were serious enough to know that we're reading all these different things. And we know that South Dakota isn't alone in terms of the reduction in habitat and the challenges that you guys have faced with the weather. So, despite the birds being down, the bird counts being down, we're still having a great time.
Did it seem like the state was drawing the usual number of out-of-state hunters this weekend? Anecdotally, anyway?
Good question. I'm just sort of basing it on anecdotal evidence at this time. It'll be interesting to see, look at the license sales and everything else. But, I met quite a few hunters who said, hey, listen, we heard the news quite some time ago, but it didn't change our plans. We decided to come. Now, we did have some friends who decided to stay home this year, but it was just about the experience and coming out seeing South Dakota. And they've made so many lifelong friends over the years that they want to see those folks again. And part of the fun for them was just being able to see those families that they've hunted with for, a number of years and spend time with them. So, it'll be interesting. But, anecdotally, with a lot of these hunters, they still came. And they said, there were just a handful of folks who didn't.
Does South Dakota usually get a steady stream of hunters throughout the season? We're just beginning. There's a couple more months left.
Yeah, and so, I think that we'll see quite a few for opening. But, there will be a steady stream throughout the month of October and November and some of those folks who like to hunt when it gets a little bit colder as well. But yesterday I drove past the Mitchell Airport and was pretty surprised to see the number of private planes there. It's always quite a sight to go by some of these airports and see the number of out-of-state hunters who are flying in. So Yeah, all in all, I think it's pretty steady, and I'm curious, like the rest of South Dakota, to find out what if we have any sort of estimates for opening day.
How important is the pheasant hunting season to the tourism industry here in South Dakota?
Yeah, it's, you know, it's really important, especially for our rural communities. I was reading an editorial this weekend from the Argus Leader in Sioux Falls, and I really liked what they had to say. I mean, they said, you know, pheasant season is to these Main Street businesses in Gregory and Chamberlain and Redfield and smaller communities like that what Christmas shopping season is to larger communities and larger retailers in Sioux Falls and Rapid City. So it's incredibly important. Our estimates have shown that the retail economic impact of pheasant hunting annually is about $225 million, and our analysis has also demonstrated that there are about 4,500 jobs linked directly to hunting-related tourism. So it's absolutely vital, and especially for a lot of these smaller communities on the eastern half of the state and on the western half. You know, it's a lifeline every year. It's where they make a lot of their money, and through you know, food sales and ammunition sales, et cetera. So it's vitally important to us.
And how does South Dakota compare to other states in the region for attracting pheasant hunters?
Well, you know, there's no question that we've been the premier state for a number of probably the last two decades. And it was anyone who caught Bob Mercer's column a few days ago, too, he had sort of a nice history of pheasant hunting in South Dakota and how it really started coming back during the Governor Mickelson years. But, yeah, it's, you know, just all in all, it's incredibly important. I mean, we're seeing people from a number of states who are coming in to hunt here. And so, you know, we'll just, like I said, we'll just have to see in a few weeks when some other analysis starts coming in and we're able to see, you know, how the numbers are looking.
All in all, still feeling optimistic for the rest of the season?
Yeah, you know, I don't know if optimism is probably the right word. You know, again, we know we don't want to sugarcoat the fact that we do have these challenges, but you know, it is interesting for me to see these hunters coming in who are well-educated, like I said, in terms of what the condition is here in South Dakota. And so they know that it isn't probably going to be like it has been in years past, but they're looking past that to more of the experience. And like I said, just hanging out with their family and friends that they've made in South Dakota through the years. So one, you know, there's still, I talked to a gentleman who was hunting up in the Aberdeen area, and he said, you know what, we actually, our group, we got our limit, he said, and it took us about 2.5 hours, he said, but it was just awesome being out in the South Dakota outdoors for 2 hours versus the 30 minutes that we've spent in years past. So he was really happy with the day's hunt and happy that they had taken the time to come to South Dakota. So, again, we have our challenges, don't want to sugarcoat anything, but, you know, I want to encourage those hunters who are listening, whether they be out-of-state or in-state, that it's still a great experience here. We're still the nation's premier pheasant hunting destination. You know, we'll still harvest more birds here this year than our nearest competitor. So if you're still looking for a great experience and you're looking for birds, you can still come here and have a great time.
Well, Secretary Hagan, I want to thank you once again for joining us on Dakota Midday.
Thank you, Carl. Appreciate it very much.
That's Jim Hagan. He's South Dakota's Secretary of Tourism. He's also one of the featured speakers at the Governor's Pheasant Habitat Summit scheduled for December 6th in Huron. With me in the studio at the University of Sioux Falls is one of the state's hunters who was out in the fields for the pheasant opener on Saturday. Jim Mathis is founder and president of AdWorks in Sioux Falls, and over the past dozen years or so, he's hunted with friends near White Lake, just west of Mitchell. And Jim, thanks for joining us on Dakota Midday.
Thank you, Carl.
Well, how was the weekend pheasant hunt for you?
Well, I'll echo a lot of what Secretary Hagan said. The bird numbers were down, but we all had a great time out there. The weather on Saturday was absolutely perfect. So we had to work a little harder than we have some years, but we got a few birds and we had a great time. And, you know, one of the great things about pheasant hunting in South Dakota is even on a bad year, where there aren't a lot of birds, it's still better than a lot of other places. I grew up hunting pheasants in Iowa, and you know, we'd hunt all day and maybe see three birds. You know, here our group of 10 hunters bagged 9 birds on Saturday, and it was an absolutely great day. So even though the numbers were down, it was still a lot of fun.
What, you've been going out to the Glissendorf Ranch out by White?
Yep, Glissendorf White Farms out just west of White Lake, and we've been hunting out there. I've been hunting there for a little over 20 years. Some of the guys that I'm hunting with have been doing it close to 30 years, and it's a great opportunity to see some of these guys that I may not see throughout the rest of the year, but I can count on seeing them that one weekend in South Dakota for the opener.
And how did this every year isn't the same, but I'm wondering how this year compared with maybe some of the other years in the past.
Well, as we were talking about it, this was a year that no one remembered the bird numbers being as low as what we saw this year. We talked about it, and we remember years when we'd get maybe 1 to 1.5 birds or 1.5 to 2 birds and think that was a slow year per person. I'm talking this year we were one bird shy of one bird per person. So it was a little bit tougher. And, the day started out great. We shot our first bird at 20 minutes after 12, but then we hit a drought and we didn't even pull the trigger for another 2 hours or so. So it was a lot of walking and not seeing a lot of birds.
Did you get a bird?
I did. I was lucky on Saturday. I only pulled the trigger once, but I did get a bird.
Now, when I hear people say, "Oh, it's you have to work harder this year because there aren't so many birds," when you say you have to work harder, is it just that you have to walk more and you're out there longer than just 30 minutes?
We're out there longer, and we covered a lot more ground. There have been years when we'd have a dozen guys and we'd have 36 birds and be, back at the machine shed, drinking a cold beer in an hour. And, this year we started right at noon and worked pretty hard right up until it was about 4:30 or so when we finally, called it quits for the day. And so, it was just, we covered a lot more ground. We walked a lot farther. The dogs worked a little harder. And it was just a little tougher to find the birds.
And for the dogs, what does a low pheasant count mean for them? Do they lose their attention, or how does it?
We had a puppy out with us this year, about an 8-month-old puppy, Mark Glissendorf, who's a part of the family that runs the farm out there, had a brand new puppy, and it was interesting. You saw the dog in areas where there just weren't really any sign of pheasants, the dog would kind of lose interest. But as soon as we got into an area where there were at least some sign and some scent, the instincts kicked in and the dog kind of sprung to life and was really, doing her job.
Well, given the low pheasant numbers and the challenges of the opener this past weekend, will you continue to hunt this winter, fall, winter?
Absolutely. I've got a couple more dates on the calendar when I'm planning to go out, and I've got an old dog who is about 12 and a half years old, and I intend to get her out for at least one or two more days, as this will be her last season, I'm sure. And so, I'm looking forward to getting out. And, like we've talked, a lot of the fun of the pheasant hunting doesn't have a lot to do with the pheasants. It's a chance to be out there and have the camaraderie with your fellow hunters. And, even if you don't see birds, it's still a nice walk out in the country.
Yeah. Any favorite memories from your years of hunting out of the Glissendorf Ranch? Farm?
There was one year where we pulled up to a field where it was just about a half a section of CRP, and we said, okay, this is where we were going to start the day. And we got out of the trucks, shut the doors, and the field just looked like it was bubbling with pheasants. There were so many of them out there, they just kind of hop up and down and bounce around the field. And that was a year where we walked about a half mile out and a half mile back, and before we were all the way back, we had to stop and count how many birds we had so that we didn't go over our limit.
Well, is that to me, that seems to take away some of the challenges, and you know, where it's man versus nature. You
absolutely.
Know, it's just like, well, bam, bam, we're done. And
it's a little bit like a shooting gallery when there are that many birds, but it's a lot of excitement. Your adrenaline really gets going for that short amount of time. But the bad news is, then you're done hunting. You have to go back and you know, do the dirty work of cleaning the birds and getting everything cleaned up afterwards. But you know, it's still, you know, whether there's a lot of birds or not very many birds at all, it's a great time to be outside.
So do you clean the birds right after you've shot them and you're getting back from your hunt?
Yep. Generally, we'll clean the birds and get them into coolers on ice as quickly as we can. That preserves the meat a little better.
Then what do you do with the pheasants' meat?
There are some of the guys who love to take it home and cook it, and there are others who will say, no, I don't care for mine, thanks. I've got a couple of recipes that I enjoy cooking every year, and about this time of year, my wife's going to start asking me to make pheasants with olives. That's her favorite recipe. And I'm guessing next weekend, if I don't hunt, I'll probably be cooking that for her with a couple of the birds I brought home.
And how long do the birds stay fresh? I mean, you must freeze them.
And then
how long is the meat still good? And
I try and use up all of ours within a few months. But, I know... it seems like there's always one pheasant left in the freezer by the time I get around to putting new ones in the next year. So, those birds, they're a little freezer burned, but I think you can still use them.
And how did you get started in hunting? This is something you started doing in Iowa when you were growing up? Just like, here's a gun and you just go out?
Well, it wasn't quite like that. My dad was an avid hunter, and when I was probably 10 or 12, I would go out with my older brother, my father, his cousin, and his two boys, and we would go out and hunt at least several times every year. And it's really some of the best memories I have of being with my cousins were out there in the field, following their dog around and looking for pheasants.
So a family tradition, and now a tradition that you're sharing with friends, and it's just part of, I guess, your life and part of what's fun about living in this area.
Absolutely. It's a great part of South Dakota.